KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Today, the California High-Speed Rail Authority will announce its estimate of the cost of the project has nearly doubled to $98.5 billion over the next 22 years. The state has decided to stretch out construction by 13 years, and that delay means inflation will drive up the price. Critics and supporters of the plan alike have been calling for new numbers free of sugarcoating, but it's unclear whether the promise of lots of construction jobs will outweigh the drama of the new price tag when the plan goes before state lawmakers. The Department of Toxic Substances Control has released a rewrite of the rules it first introduced in June of 2010 for California's Green Chemistry Initiative. The new draft proposal expands the list of toxic chemicals of concern from 800 to 3,000. But the rollout of the law, which will ultimately require manufacturers to study toxic ingredients, list them on product labels, and consider alternatives, is going to start small. Really small, with 2 to 5 products. The San Joaquin Valley has some of the smoggiest air in the nation. It's also home to some of the highest childhood asthma rates. For parents, it can be hard to know when it's safe for their kids to play outside. Air quality activists say that's because local regulators don't issue effective public health warnings. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca explains.
Water polo players glide across an outdoor pool during a fast-paced tournament at Sunnyside High School in Fresno. On this fall afternoon, the pollution has spiked to levels regulators and doctors consider unhealthy for everyone's lungs. The school district is supposed to cancel games when it gets this bad, but none of the parents I talk with seem too concerned.
I don't know. I don't think there's that much harm in it.
On the range of things that you worry about when you have a teenager?
This is pretty low. Grades, Facebook, that's getting to be a big one.
I guess if I'm not seeing my child gasp, it doesn't strike a reaction with me. It's a fact of living in the valley.
But here's another fact of living in the valley. A new study from UCSF and Fresno State finds when air pollution spikes, so do emergency room visits. Researchers looked at both ground-level ozone, which can scar lung tissue, and particulate matter, tiny particles like soot that can burrow deep into the lungs and cause breathing and heart problems. Both kinds of pollution are more dangerous for kids who take in a higher ratio of air for their body weight, especially while exercising.
What we're trying to do is reduce really vigorous activity when the air quality, even for an hour, is at a high level.
Study author Tim Tyner is a researcher at UCSF Fresno. He found kids with asthma end up in the ER even when air pollution is moderate, well below the levels during the water polo tournament. So how can concerned parents find out how bad their air quality is? Well, they can check the weather forecast in the newspaper or the local TV news.
Air quality up and down the valley. We have no real issues. It's moderate for Merced, Madera, Fresno, Kings, and Tulare counties.
Flags at schools also spell out a rainbow of pollution alerts on a scale that includes healthy green, moderate yellow, and menacing purple. But all these sources are predictions of averages for air quality on a given day. They don't take into account the way conditions change throughout the day.
Absolutely, you can have a yellow flag prediction, and the air quality during the day can be much worse.
UCSF's Tyner helped the air district here develop a tool for schools to check real-time air quality so they can make decisions about when to cancel PE or sports. It's the most comprehensive school air pollution monitoring network in the country.
The San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District website.
But it takes some digging for parents like Steve Papineau to find the information, and he's an environmental engineer.
Air quality forecasts and data, maybe? Well, and then real-time air advisory network. Kind of deep in the website. It's a lot trickier than I think it
Papineau needs to be. Has a 5-year-old daughter with respiratory problems. He says the website has great data that can even be emailed to him each time pollution levels climb in his neighborhood. He calls up a graph which shows air quality changing dramatically throughout the day, starting off in the green but peaking up into the red as ozone levels spike.
It's just like if there's a big fire outside and you see smoke everywhere. You don't want your kids running out there breathing that. But you can see it, and a lot of this, like ozone, it's invisible.
We have a serious human health crisis.
Kevin Hall heads the Central Valley Air Quality Coalition.
Air board members are failing their mandate as a public health agency.
He calls air pollution the valley's biggest natural disaster.
If this were a tornado sweeping across the plains, broadcasts would be interrupted, sirens would be sounded. People would be told, go indoors. And frankly, that's what needs to happen.
But the local air district's message sounds more like this.
You can do your part to help prevent these unhealthy smog episodes by taking steps like carpooling, walking or riding your bike to school or work, and turning off your engine rather than letting it idle. It can make a big difference.
Wait a second. Walk or ride my bike even when the air quality could hurt my lungs? The San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District ended Spare the Air Days here a few years ago. Since then, its public service announcements have largely been focused on what people can do to reduce emissions and fines the valley could face if it doesn't meet federal air quality standards, not on public health warnings.
We're a health agency. That is our goal.
Jamie Holt is the chief communications officer for the San Joaquin Valley Air District. She says they've done things like develop curricula for schools to teach about the health effects of air pollution and how to prevent it.
We don't want to scare people. We want to empower people. How to be healthier on those days when air quality is poor, and how to make sure that you're not contributing to poor air quality so that we don't have those days when air quality is bad.
When the air quality's good, Steve Papineau encourages his kids to run around. He lives in a largely Spanish-speaking neighborhood and says he doesn't think his neighbors have any idea how dramatically the air quality can change throughout the day, but he's got a solution.
I've been thinking of building myself a little air outside, like a little air quality indicator in my front yard. It would just turn to show the color or something at least throughout the day based on the readings from the website. My neighbors at least can see what the air quality is like.
The nearest playground in his neighborhood, by the way, sits under a freeway overpass. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, November 1st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health happens. More information at calendow.org. And Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com.